I was recently reminded of just how uncanny this transformation is. I know a couple from Italy who suffered a terrible family tragedy 2 years ago when their teenage son, Enrico, killed himself. He had gotten drunk with some friends, one of whom started playing with his father's handgun. It went off and Enrico was killed. His family was devastated, all the more when it was suggested but never proved that their son had shot himself playing Russian roulette. Months later, Enrico's father happened to be in India and he went to a Jyotishi or astrologer. Certain Jyotishis do not cast your chart but consult already written charts, many dating back centuries, that apply to the person who comes for a reading. This decision is made according to the time a person appears and by matching certain personal data with charts that the astrologer has on hand. This was true of my friend who was told the following story. In his previous lifetime, he was desperate to have a son, but unfortunately his wife was barren. The couple adopted a baby boy when suddenly she became pregnant and in time delivered a boy of their own. After the biological son's birth, the father began to ignore the adopted boy and abuse him. Tormented by this, the boy committed suicide at exactly the same age as Enrico. The astrologer told my friend that there was a connection here. The former son was reborn as Enrico, and he committed suicide again to show his father what it was like to lose a real son. Naturally, my friend was quite shaken to hear this, but when he met me some months later, he said that the final result was a sense of peace. He had come to terms with Enrico's tragic death and understood the karma behind it. I have no idea how many listeners will scoff at this tale and how many will consider it uncanny but possibly true. To me, it says a great deal about how mysteriously life and death are woven together. They are two aspects of the same creative act. Our brains are set up to operate in time and space. We do not witness the mechanics of creation outside that framework. But the life you are experiencing now, the one that preceded it and the one that will follow didn't appear out of nowhere. They appeared through a continuous evolving consciousness, the real you. There is a gap between lifetimes that we cannot observe, yet your soul keeps track of you as you enter the gap and reemerge. Consciousness doesn't lose track of itself. The zero point of the soul is just as capable of correlating events across time and space as the zero point field is. In this story, father and son remain joined across the gap between birth and death. They unconsciously recognized each other, they carried out a common purpose, and they worked out karma together. All these things defied death. At the same time, their physical bodies, their private memories, and their sense of identity were transient. These didn't survive death. Nature is built from the same intricate relationships. The oxygen atoms locked in a water molecule or in your brain are still themselves. But they have learned to relate in a totally new way, making it seem as if each separate atom has vanished, that is to say, died. I can't emphasize enough that if science cannot explain the emergence of wetness from dryness, it cannot explain the emergence of consciousness in the brain. True creative leaps are always inexplicable and therefore miraculous.